Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today's passage is Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Let me read the passage and then we'll make our comments after that. Nehemiah said, "As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Even I and my father's house have sinned." So as cupbearer to the king, Nehemiah, he had it made. But when he heard that his kinsmen were in great trouble and disgrace, and that the protective wall of Jerusalem had been demolished, he sat down and wept. His great compassion led to mourning, fasting, and prayer. Nehemiah was a man who lived beyond himself. He was willing to leave the comfort of the palace in order to serve those in need. Nehemiah's prayer confirms the attributes of God. He is the Lord, the God of heaven and earth. He is great and awesome. His love permeates everything he does. Nehemiah desired God to hear his prayer and then do something about the great need of Israel. Nehemiah pleaded for God's forgiveness, and without making excuses, he clearly says, "We have sinned against you." And then he says, "Even I and my father's house have sinned." Nehemiah was transparent and raw before God, and he was willing to be a major player in God's plan. So here's some talking points. Ask God to keep your heart tender to the things that God cares about. Ask for compassion for those in need. Secondly, ask God to give you the opportunity to be a part of the solution. Now, this is bigger than simply asking God to fix something. We, like Nehemiah, need to be willing to allow God to use us to fix something in our life or the lives of those around us. So, Father, raise up my children to be willing to make personal sacrifices in order to build others up. Help me to show them what that looks like. In Jesus' name, amen.